Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a fantastic British Tech Bash for 2015. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Yeah, I'm kind of on the other side of the world, but one day, I promise, I'm going to try and make my way all the way over to the bash. Also, hope all of our American listeners had a fantastic Independence Day as well. It was just a fun-filled weekend, wasn't it, for everybody? Unfortunately, Monday has returned. It's July 6, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, we've got so many people talking to music industry professionals, shall we call them? Hey, we'd like to have a music service. Hey, we'd like to have a music service. Well, it looks like Facebook, yeah, they want a music service too. Apparently, Facebook has actually been in talks with the music labels for the past few months, but very quietly. Although, as we said, nobody really knows what the company has planned with the record labels. Speculation is actually pointing to Facebook might be offering some big changes for its video service, since its video platform is starting to take off so well, thus allowing music licensing owners to have more control over their video content. So it may not be a music streaming service at all, especially since the indie labels are not involved in the discussions. Probably just all about licensing and content protection deals and all that sort of hoopla. Then again, with Zuckerberg behind the scenes, you never know. Hey, while we're talking about music streaming services, let's hop on over to Apple Music Land once again. Yeah, remember me talking last week about, where'd the home sharing go and I can't find it anywhere? Well, apparently nobody else could find it either. You know why? Because Apple took it away. One of the dumbest ideas that Apple's probably done in the last few years, yeah. Especially when Apple didn't say anything that, hey, when upgrading to 8.4, yeah, it's going to disappear. Now, yes, you can still share videos around your Wi-Fi network, but you can't share that music collection anymore. That all lives in that lovely, unreliable iCloud right now. 9to5 Mac has actually said that the change could be because of licensing agreements for Apple's new streaming service. So with come Apple Music, Apple may not be able to let people share music that people got through its streaming services to different iOS devices. Yeah, the music that we bought and paid for from the iTunes store we can no longer share on our LAN or Wi-Fi connections. And Apple wants us to pay that $10 a month so we can have our content everywhere. Sounds like it's just all about money to me. Hope this gets fixed in iOS 9, Apple. Well, at least we've got some good news coming down from New Zealand on a Monday. New Zealand has passed a law that criminalizes people that do cyberbullying. Amen. Give them a hand. The legislation prohibits sending messages to people that are racist, sexist, critical of their religion, sexuality, or disability, saying these types of communications are designed to cause serious emotional distress. Now, if a person is found guilty doing this, they could serve up to 2 years in jail. And another thing, which is kind of nice about the bill, there's a separate crime of incident, say the person that you're bullying commits suicide. That will see a person jailed up to 3 years if they're found to be encouraging such an act. 3 years. I don't know if that's quite long enough for encouraging somebody to kill themselves. But hey, it's a start. Well done, New Zealand. Minecraft fanatics, oh yeah, you're gonna like this. Microsoft is gonna be bringing a whole new version of Minecraft to Windows 10 later this month, actually on July 29th, the same day that Windows 10 arrives. It's called the Minecraft Windows 10 Edition Beta, and Microsoft will update a very special version of Minecraft over time, and future updates will be free. Now, if you already own and play Minecraft, then the Windows 10 version will be absolutely free. Other players will be able to obtain it for $10 during the beta period. Now, this new version is really just a pocket edition of Minecraft for all Windows 10 devices, but what's cool about it, Xbox Live Friends support will be included. That means you're going to be able to create and explore online with up to 7 other friends using Xbox Live. Some of the updates planned after it goes live is including the ability to play online with other Pocket Edition players. Microsoft is also going to be adding support for controllers, touch, and keyboard controls to play Minecraft on Windows 10. So if you've already got a Minecraft addiction, yeah, get ready to go further down that rabbit hole. And finally, it's a Monday, and there's a lot of stress goes on with Mondays, don't we all know? And sometimes we relieve that stress with bubble wrap. Isn't it fun just to... It's fun. It's a stress reliever. There's a problem, though, and I'm really sorry to tell you this on a Monday. That new bubble wrap that's coming out, it's no longer gonna pop. Apparently, the people over at Sealed Air, that's the creator of Bubble Wrap, has developed a new version that will not pop. The new Bubble Wrap version will be called Eye Bubble Wrap. Jeez, can we stop with the eye crap already? It's going to be sold in super thin sheets and inflated later on with a pump. This is basically for all the people that need it at a warehouse, so it takes up much less space. That means more can be shipped and stored by an e-commerce company, such as Amazon. But unfortunately, the bubbles are formed from a long, interconnected columns, so they won't pop under normal pressure. That means in the coming months, when this new bubble wrap will be entering our homes for whatever we've ordered, you're no longer going to get to act like a four-year-old and waste your afternoon. Sucks, I know. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow British Tech on Twitter as well at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, find all the bubble wrap that you can, store it. It's all we got left. Hope you have a great Monday nonetheless. And thank you so much for listening.